that came out of Israel, they were slaves. They didn't know how to fight. They didn't know how to build. They didn't know how to do. All they knew how to do was serve their taskmasters.
Yes.
But the Lord took them and made a great nation out of them. A nation to this day is a great nation.
Amen.
The Lord can do the same for this. He wants to do the same for this little church. He wants this little church to be recognized as His church.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. The one that upholds the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And all of us, He wants to carry us with it.
Amen.
Amen. Not just that, oh, you go to that little church down there. You go to that church. That church. That church is cool. That church is good.
Amen.
That church is truth.
Yes.
Amen. Because we are not going to deviate. We're not going to not teach you and tell you the truth. Amen. I know that because I know this man that I'm going to bring up here, Pastor Turner, amen, that he is not going to compensate. He's not going to give in to the way he's been taught, the way that the Lord is dealing with him. Amen. Because like he's always said, and I've always said, it comes through us first.
Yes.
The words that you hear coming out of our mouth has come through from God, through us, to you. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So, with your undivided attention, I'd like for you to stand, those that you can. Amen. And we want to recognize the man of God. Like he said, these days, Sundays come quick. They come quick. So we want to give him your undivided attention, and you know if you don't, he's going to be on you. Don't make him call you out. Amen. Don't make him call you out. Amen. Amen. Let's receive him by saying amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all sit down. Thank you, Jesus. You here again.
Uh-huh. Are y'all warm or y'all cool enough? Y'all good enough? Or?
How are you?
Yeah.
I took that thing towards me.
Yeah, that's good. Is that good?
Yeah.
Y'all need me to turn this down? Or y'all
turn it off.
You said turn it off.
Who turned it off? I'm hot here.
Thank the Lord.
I'm talking heat blast. I'm talking heat blast.
Yeah, it's warm. Yeah. Hallelujah. Turn that fan off. I mean, the thing. What's that thing over
here?
Yeah, thanks a lot for being here. Thanks a lot for another Sunday.
Amen.
Another day.
Thank you, girl.
Yeah. Glad to be here. And Pastor was up there announcing the money. I thought he was going to say $250,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
He said I could have fainted.
Never know.
They're doing it. God, you know, he touched people.
He does.
See, out there, there's a lot of people out there. Money don't know what to do with it.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Send it our way. We'll take care of it. We'll feed the public, whatever the public needs.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't do it off of air. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm blessed. I love this church.
Amen.
Thank you. Y'all come here. Because I just can't wait to get here.
Amen.
You know, I go all week and I don't say nothing to the Lord. I be real quiet. I sit quiet, you know, waiting to see what He wants me to preach. You know, I wait all week.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria will be looking at me funny. Sooner or later she's going to ask me, what you studying for? I just don't answer. I just be quiet. You know, and finally, maybe right up to the minute. Right up to right now. You know, I tell Gloria, go ahead and look this scripture up for me, because that's the scripture God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she go look it up for me and pull it down off the internet. You know, you can do that now. Pull down scriptures from the internet. She got it. And I said, I said, I don't know what the Lord wants me to say with that. I go all week listening. You never know what God going to give you to preach, but Ted, that's how it is.
Amen.
Because if I had to study all week, wrote down the scriptures and wrote out my message and everything, uh-huh. As soon as I get up here, ain't none of it going to come out.
That's right. You never know what the Lord wanted right now. Amen.
So that's why I just leave it alone. My father told me to do that. He taught me that. Just be quiet and listen to the Lord. And that's what I do. I be quiet and I listen to the Lord. I write down my scripture. I ain't going to use it anyway. But the Lord is going to step in. But I was one thing I really want to say right now is our church here, you know, you blessed to have this church. Hallelujah. Yeah. You blessed. And we don't believe in no pressure. I don't believe in no pressure.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody. I believe in freedom.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Some churches are bound you. Can't do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Got 10 preachers on and stuff. And when your turn comes, been 2 years that went by. I got to wait 2 years to preach a message. That's a lot of time. Ooh, I studied that message the whole 2 years. Then get up and just mess it up. Man, got too many preachers here. You know, just send them out. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm saying, some people were allowed to get up and walk. Huh? Y'all hear that? Y'all free.
Amen.
Ain't no sense of y'all being stiff.
Amen.
Huh? You can jump up and holler, thank you, Jesus, shout, give a dance.
Yeah.
I ain't seen nobody dance yet. Yeah, Kathy. Because the devil got loose. Yeah, we holy church.
Amen.
Roly church. The roly part means shout and dance.
Amen. Dance spirit.
We can dance to the Lord. Dance in the Holy Ghost. That's how we are. We just free. You know, the bound spirit. You know, some pastors, they'll bound you. I'm telling you. You got to free. You got freedom. God freed me.
Yes, yes.
When He saved me, He freed me.
Hallelujah.
He didn't free me to be in bondage again.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm scared to talk to the pastor. Raise your hand, a pastor? I'm not no teacher. Huh? I'm just a little pastor. Pastor, just a little pastor.
Amen.
Scared to talk to the pastor. Here comes the pastor. Come sit down. The pastor coming. Y'all think I'm playing? Some pastors treat big old grown folks like little children.
Yeah.
You know, little children older than you. Huh? Remember, I'm 75 years old and he's 50. And treated like a child. What's the matter with you? Anybody that's over my age is my elder.
That's right.
Jesus. Yeah, it's my elder. But you got freedom here, and we want to keep it.
Amen.
We don't pressure nobody about no money. We don't believe in that.
Amen.
I don't believe in it. I was raised up. My father raised me up. You ain't supposed to force nobody or pressure nobody to do nothing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why Jesus saw the little lady came and gave all she had. Well, it was 2 pennies, huh?
2 pennies. Amen.
And all those other folks was giving 10,000, 5,000. I don't know how much their money is. You know, give them $1,000 off, and he wasn't studying.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? God wasn't studying the one that was getting all that big money and bragging on it. You know how much I gave this, I gave that.
Yeah.
God wasn't studying.
True.
Yeah. And here comes this little lady.
The mountain.
Change. 2 pennies. Yeah. They all she had.
Amen.
And Jesus had a fit.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Amen.
Right. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Right. Jesus had a fit.
Yes, he did.
Told his disciples, come here. Let me show you something.
Oh, okay.
You see that, what that lady just did?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I want you to be.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This got the message of the day now. Yeah. All the right. That's the way we want you. I want you as God.
Amen.
To give.
Yes.
And that giving was how?
From my heart.
From my heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I put in $500 for Stone Stone, put it in a nickel. That's a shame, ain't it?
No. No.
Ooh, Lord. And he ain't stuck no food. I put in $10,000 for my tithe. I put $500 for my tithe.
Thank you, my arms. Jesus said, do not your arm before who?
Man.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Right. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Be humble about it.
Hallelujah.
That's the kind of church we got right here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you put in a penny, keep it between you and Jesus.
Amen.
I don't want to know.
Amen.
Jesus will bless you just the same.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll bless you just the same.
Amen.
He'll bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's good. See? That's, God done took me another way. I ain't got so much scripture. See what I mean? And then I said to myself, and I said, I'm going to have enough preaching today because I'm going to do this in the pastor. Jesus. My dude can't got up. And then the pastor got up. Dancing all over me. Oh, my goodness. I said, see, you gave this to me, Lord. Now you're going to give it to them. I was going to preach it, Jesus. I was going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. So he put a cap on it.
Amen.
Let me know. This is what I want you to preach. So I'm going to preach. I'm going to try. Y'all going to just follow me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Aaron. Give us the scripture. Y'all want the scripture?
Amen.
Yeah. My dudes was talking about, look where God brought me from.
Yes.
And the pastor said, we're going to heaven with Jesus.
All right.
Y'all going to be surprised when y'all hear the scripture. I ain't talking to them.
Amen.
I want you to say this before I preach. I didn't do that.
Amen.
I don't even talk to Gloria about what I'm preaching.
I
don't even talk to her.
Y'all.
Ain't none of her business. Ain't none of her business but me and Jesus is going to do. Well, it's going to be in 1 Corinthians.
Amen.
1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to try it. I'm going to end up in 1 John 3.
Okay, 1 Corinthians what?
I'm going to get to.
Yeah, 1 John.
First thing first.
Huh? We're going to end up in 1 John 3 and 2. But 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. A lot of people know this 11 verse, excuse me. That give you the chapter?
Yeah. Chapter?
13.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
13. Yeah.
Verse 11,
he said. Verse 11. Yeah, I just thought, I said, I got scriptures that God gave him. I said, okay, let's see what you're going to do. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody get that? Yeah. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
If you don't, we'll wait for you. Go ahead. We'll wait.
13 and 11.
Thank you. All right. Everybody on the same page, huh?
Amen.
And when you find it, he said, when I was a child, this is Paul talking.
All right.
He said, I spake as what?
A child.
I understood as a who?
A child.
A child. I thought as what?
A child.
But when I become a man,
all right,
I put away what?
Childish things.
I'm grown now and I'm getting old. And then the next verse is it's going to be a little scrambling here with that one. Now, the first verse I talked to you about is what I was, my title was, Look Where God Brought Me From.
Uh-huh.
Said, Look Where God,
Look Where God
Brought Me From. See
brought
that?
Me from. Amen.
See that?
Oh,
that was my message.
Jesus. Brought me where? From the what?
Mighty long way.
Mighty long way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm gonna pick on that just a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. When he was a child. Thank you, Jesus. When he was a child, he had number energy.
All right. We see it every day.
Amen.
The number one right there.
It is. Wore himself out. Yeah. They wear us out.
Wear us out.
He act like a child when he was a child. He did child things, children, what children do.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later, he started growing.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know God.
Right.
At the time. Because he was still a young man when he met Jesus.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, when he was torturing the saints and doing stuff, you know, anybody talk about Jesus and anything against the law, he'd have them stoned. This is Paul. We talking about Paul. Y'all know who Paul is, don't you?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Now he's getting old here.
Uh-huh.
Getting kind of feeble. He even said, I have a thorn in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sickness that he was carrying around with him while he was doing the gospel.
Yes.
He said, I'm getting old now. I'm not a child no more.
Yes.
I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old man. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. A few people in here, they don't know what that means because they're still young. They ain't got the feet wet yet.
Yes.
They ain't got the feet wet yet. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. That young people. If you're 30 years old, you don't know what we're talking about.
Yes. Amen.
You still got that energy, you know, you still got that power, you know. But now, when you get up to 60, Brother Ted,
yeah.
You change.
Amen.
I have all this stuff rattling in my head, what I'm going to do today. You know, all this work around the house, what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. I got all this energy in my head.
Yeah.
Y'all get that far in
yeah,
my head?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I know. Thank you, Jesus. No, wait a minute.
You feel young in your head. Sometimes you feel you're 16 sometimes, huh? Thank you, Jesus. But I get up, have my little coffee. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down in this chair. I don't move the whole day. I'm gonna get up. I'm coming. I'm gonna do in my head, you know. Oh, yeah. But when I was a child, I didn't. You didn't feel kids. They don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like you said, she went and played those 12 years old and stuff. Came back all bruised up. She didn't feel nothing.
No.
She's got so much energy in her. You know, but she don't know what we're talking about. She's sleep, but she don't know what we're talking about. Ain't got your feet wet. That's what it is. You ain't got your feet wet, son. You ain't here. You still you just got out of diapers. She's always saying that to us. Yeah. And then you know we don't think about all the things that you know. If you pass 35. You starting to get kind of just started, you know. Get by 40, you're getting there, thank you, Jesus. But you don't realize through your life as you're growing up and you know, the things that could have, airplane could have dropped on you, huh? And smashed you to pieces, huh? All the dangers and stuff that all around us, you didn't think of all that stuff, didn't you? When you was 20 years old, you just dancing, going to the parties, and getting high, and did all kinds of stuff.
Thought you were going to live forever.
Like we was invincible.
Yeah, that's right.
But see, all that just be in your head when you get about 50, 60 years old, it's in your head. You don't think about it. But the message said, look where God brought me from.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? In your travel, you meet Jesus.
Yes.
Huh?
Come
and
on.
You go.
Come on now.
Huh?
Yes.
You meet the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, this is the story of life.
Yes.
Older we get, huh? It's all here.
Yes.
Trust me, it's here. I promise you, young people, that's in back there, the aches and the pains is coming.
Mm.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you live long enough, huh? Your body, you see, your body, see, when you hit 50, they say that that's a hump. What they say, what they call that?
over the hill.
Uh-huh.
I promise you, when you hit 50, you start going like this. Your body goes. But your head thinks, you know, oh man, I get it. Oh, we play football out there in the grass and no hammers on. We play tackle football with no protection.
Amen.
Huh? If I try that now. Woo, Lord. If I go out there and try to act like these little kids right now, I'll be broken up. Huh? This is what Paul was talking about, huh? When I was a child, I acted like a child.
Uh-huh.
I thought like one.
Yeah.
But now that I'm old, he started feeling those, it was an age pain, what they call it? Growing pain, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of pain. That's what he was talking about.
Amen.
You know, at this time, he met the law in his travel, in his life.
Yes.
And the dangers, all the dangers that he escaped through his life. Y'all don't think about that, huh? You just think ain't nothing going to happen to you, huh? God don't help you to escape many dangers.
Many dangers.
And you don't know it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, huh? You don't know it. Many times, accidents, anything. And it's worse off today because there's bullets flying everywhere now.
So
y'all don't think it is?
Amen.
When the police go out there and shoot at somebody and don't miss his target, where'd that bullet go?
Yeah.
It went somewhere.
Yeah.
When you get in your car and go somewhere and walk somewhere, a bullet can come right, any kind hit you.
Any kind.
Don't know what hit you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's happened so
no name on it. That's right. That's how dangerous it is today.
Yes, it is.
But if you look back on your life, if you pass past 40, when you pass 40, you can start, you know, kind of like, ooh, Lord, I escaped that. I made it this far. Huh? And I tell you, how did I get here? Huh? Look back and wonder. Somebody can look back and wonder, what? Have y'all took the time out and think about that? Paul said right here in the 12th verse, he said, for now we,
see through
what?
Glass.
Amen.
Glass.
You know, what's the glass? What is the glass you're talking about?
Your life.
Uh-huh.
Hourglass.
He's talking about a mirror. Y'all get that? He's called glass. Yeah, they had mirrors in those days.
Oh.
They didn't just make mirrors. They had mirrors way back there.
Yeah.
He looked through the glass.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they call it a mirror or what, but that's what he was talking about.
That's true.
And when he looked in the glass or the mirror,
uh-huh,
he saw darkly.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Darkly. Huh? What's the darkly?
You can't see a real clear vision yet.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Darkly.
Mm-hmm.
But then face to what?
Face to face.
So little, now y'all get it, huh?
Now I know
what he's saying.
You see yourself.
The old dirty flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got you got that?
Yeah.
I look back and I look at myself in the mirror. You ever look yourself in the mirror?
Oh yeah.
It ain't easy.
No, it isn't.
Huh? It's not easy. You look in the mirror, huh? Thank you, Jesus. You know, I used to look like that when I was young, when I was a child. What's going on here?
Love to look in the mirror, yeah.
Yeah, you look good, boy. What happened to my body? That's right. He was looking back on himself. I said, I didn't have any wrinkles going down on me. What's going on here? Thank you, Jesus. Look face to face. This is what he was saying about looking in the mirror.
Yes.
And said, whoo, Lord brought me from a long way.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I came through my life. I went to school and I learned the law. Mm-hmm. I knew everything about the law. And not only that, I was bad. Huh? I had power.
Yes.
That's what he was looking at. I had power. Right. I had people slaughtered because they were preaching the name Jesus.
All right.
Yes. That's what he was looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked back and he said, oh, Lord, and I was on my way to Damascus and get some more power to beat up and torture and jail more people.
Yes.
But on my way there, something happened.
On my way.
Yes,
I met Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. He said, I looked in the mirror and had to look at myself. I mean, this is, he's talking about looking in the mirror after he got saved.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not before, after.
After.
Yeah. And he looked at his flesh and looked at himself and said, Lord, God brought me from a long way. Some of the church members that I tortured, they wanted to kill me.
Uh-huh.
Some of the people that were standing up for Jesus, huh, wanted to kill me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I was bad. I was hard. But I look in the mirror at myself, and I said to myself, I know in part, but then shall I know what?
I am known.
And then he said, what?
And now
in faith, hope,
charity,
he's a changed person. He looked in the mirror at himself, and he found out, I used to be like that long time ago. Now I'm like this.
Yes.
Huh? I got faith in the same God that I beat up people about. Huh?
Yes.
I got the hope that they have.
Yes.
Huh? So it's time for me to carry on.
Amen. Amen. Right,
huh?
Yeah.
Go forth. For Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So look in the mirror and say it to yourself, self.
Yeah.
Woo. Look where God brought me from. He brought me from a long way.
Yes.
Y'all young folks have to wait for that, though. You ain't old enough for that. Yeah, he's not old enough for that. When if you make it up to 50 and pass 50 to 60, brother, huh? And so Mother Deuce could tell us a lot of stuff.
Amen.
He's seen a lot of stuff before us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now look back. God brought us back. From a child, you know, we survived.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We survived.
Yes.
We didn't have the stuff the kids have today.
No.
They got it too easy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Kids got it too easy.
Yes, they do.
They don't want to do nothing but sit around playing a little game.
Yes.
I stay on these days. Huh? I told her, take that phone from him. Maybe he's gonna step all the smartness out of him. What I have to tell him? He got the phone. If he ain't on that Nintendo thing,
oh, no.
I said, wait a minute, what is it? Xbox, Xbox,
Xbox,
what is it? It's just Jack and everything. We gonna have some dumb kids around here.
Yeah,
we gonna have some kids that ain't gonna know nothing. What you know? ask the kids, what they know? They gonna say, well, I know to kill that person right there. I'm just all the time on it. I said, well, read a book, do something.
Amen.
I stay on it. My daughter tried to get on his side. You know, they said that those games that they play stimulate the mind.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Stimulate the mind. It just went on and on, huh? Yeah, it stimulates the mind, taking the mind from them. These kids walking around, they ain't got no mind.
Amen.
They don't know nothing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We didn't have that when we was growing up. We didn't have no Nintendo, what you call the thing, Matchbox or whatever. We had to make our toys.
Yeah.
Huh? Look what God brought us from.
Amen. Amen.
We had to make our charge.
Yes.
Yes.
Brand new shoes. Uh-huh. $150 tennis shoes.
Oh,
I don't think so.
No.
I got some Salvation Army tennis shoes.
Good wheels.
We made skateboards, you know, they got these skateboards. We didn't have no skate. We took a 2x4 and took those skates and hammered it on a 2x4. And we had our man. Look where we come from. Woo! We made our own stuff. I know some of y'all had the fruit box.
Yeah.
We make our little scooters. Took a 2x4, we hammered a box on it, put little handles on it, put the skates on it. All in the whole neighborhood of kids, we had our own thing.
Yeah.
No hammer, no nothing. Nothing.
No helmet, no nothing.
Didn't break no bones, and just we got skin up through time, but you know, we got back up. Got back up on that shooter. That's right. We made our stuff.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We did, we made telephone things. Out of wire.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then
about
my sister, we made up a doll out of soda pop bottles.
Yeah.
And we took clothes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We took a roll, put some material around, and stuffed that, that little material
that's
down
right.
in the air.
That was your doll.
That was a Daniel Plant.
That's right. We come from a long way. They don't know what we're talking about. What y'all talking about?
I remember my mom.
She was
walking
on the
railroad track.
A can telephone. Yeah. These kids now, they got cell phones. What you talking about? A can thing. They got cell phones.
Young kids got cell phones.
I don't know how to text. Text. I can text, but it's going to take you a long time to get my message. I can't eat this. When I need to know something on my cell phone, I go to EJ. EJ, I need some help here. Show me how to email this so he can get on it. There it goes. Woo-wee.
How did you do that?
That's right. We came from a long way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, these kids get bikes and look like motorcycles. If I got a bike from my father and my mother, it came from the dump.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Yeah, I didn't complain about the bike. We went on and we played with our bikes.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I say that blew me. God brought us from a long way.
Amen.
That's what Paul, he looked in the mirror and he said, look where God brought me from. Thank you, Jesus. I got faith, hope, charity. Whew. I'm going to end up over here. First John 3. I just want to read it. This is what Paul was talking about. Where he is now. He said, beloved, now are the what?
What do you
three,
mean? What?
Three and two.
First John 3 and 2.
The sons of God.
Now we the what? Sons of God. And it what?
And it does not yet appear.
Don't yet,
What we shall be.
What we shall be. You don't know how what you're going to look like.
Amen.
Yet. Thank you, Jesus. But it said we shall what?
But we know that.
We know what?
When he shall appear.
When who will appear?
Jesus.
Appear in where?
In the sky.
In the rapture.
Right.
When he comes in the rapture, to catch us away,
right.
We what?
We shall be like who? Like him.
And we're going to what?
For we shall like him.
See him,
him
as he is.
Amen.
Heavenly form.
Amen.
We're going to see Jesus in his glory.
Thank you.
Like Jesus looked before he came to the earth. That we're going to see that.
Amen.
We're going to see him just like that.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Image of man. He made us out from his image.
Thank you.
That's what Paul started dwelling on.
Amen.
I'm saved now. Mm-hmm. Brought me from a long way. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a thorn in the law. Thank you. So look in the mirror at yourself.
Hallelujah.
If you can look in the mirror more than 5 seconds, you're doing all right.
Amen.
5 seconds. I want to advise you to look any longer. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Because the devil will start messing with you.
Yeah.
He'll start messing with you. Look yourself in the eye.
How do?
In the mirror. And don't stay there too long. You start getting conceited.
Yeah, girl.
You start getting lustful.
Or depressed.
You stay there for a long time doing your hair, looking at yourself, can't on. So don't stay there too long.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, Hallelujah. I'm through. Thank you, Jesus. But y'all, I hope y'all got something out of this.
Amen.
I hope you got something out of it. Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
I can continue on now. I got some more here if y'all want me to keep on. unless you want to go home, eat that steak.
That is food.
You have to bring the food.
Amen.
Happy Valentine's Day, anyway.
Yeah,
to everybody.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm going to sit down. I might have to come back to this one. So,
amen.
Y'all just be ready.
Amen.
So y'all just be ready.
Amen. Woo.